not want to mess with your sanitation issues. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. And their tagline and their slogan says it best. They want your stinking business.
Charcoal and a tripod have in common. Those are the three things that inspired George Stephen to invent the first Weber kettle in 1952. Weber continued the tradition in 1985 when they patented the Flavorizer Bar for gas grilling perfection. Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here to tell you that whether you prefer charcoal or the convenient oil to fit your needs. So if you're going to treat yourself to a new grill this year, make it a... Oh, and Mom too.
Thank you.
Stop by Schnars, buy a Weber grill, and we can even assemble and deliver it right to that special someone's front door. Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910. Or, for location, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Recently here at KTRS, we redid our office space, and a special thanks to Facility Services Group for designing our new office space. They got rid of the old ratty cubicles and brought in brand new cubicles, and they fit with our current technology of all the data and internet access. They work with quality pre-owned products, 8 or better on a scale of 1 to 10. Also, it was free design and layout when they did our office furniture. If your company's growing and you need to expand, or you want to get rid of the old ratty cubicles and get some new ones, Facility Services Group. Call them at 314-282-40.
So you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete.
Frank Opinion on...
And get your hat, leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Oh, I know this song well.
Sunny.
So, you know, my mind is getting old.
It was.
My mind must be getting old, too, because I can't.
I have no idea. I don't know that I've ever known.
I can't remember.
Man.
Yeah, this is pretty famous.
You all right, Willie?
Yeah.
You ever had that cough check?
Rex?
I think I've been an entertainer.
Like Randy Newman?
Ragtime. Old Ragtime.
Oh, like Scott Joplin?
Yeah, this is Scott Joplin. That's it, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Oh. Boy.
Oh. You know, I got this call from whiskey. Let me say something to young people. Don't be smoking no cigarettes.
Whiskey?
Don't be drinking no whiskey. Don't be hanging down no nightclubs or places with a lot of smoke hanging.
Yeah.
It'd get you.
About other drugs? Did you ever partake?
Heroin. Cocaine, heroin, reefers.
But you don't do that anymore?
Reefers.
I don't
reefers.
Do none of that no more. No.
Reefers?
I don't do it no more. Yeah, you know, marijuana.
Ah.
Yeah. And I done, one time I done this, Quaalude. That was a... Me and this gal, we done some...
Those do. I've never heard of that.
Tell
you what we did.
Yeah.
When the brain fried.
Mm.
Oh, here come Frank. I better get off here.
Oh, boy. Oh, please.
No. Tell Frank.
It's all you.
Go back and get more tea.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Willie. Thank you for filling in for me.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Man. How you doing?
T-Man.
Is that what he called me?
T-Man.
Yeah, T-Man.
Actually, I got an email. I told Peon before the show. I actually got an email from somebody who wanted Funny Talking Man to come back on.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm serious. A real email from a real listener.
Only one, though, right? You said.
Yeah, only one. I'm honest about it. Only one. A lot of people hold back.
Maybe it was another station.
That's what,
Well, it probably was. Do more of that, and then you'll be... Gibb came out of this coma. He's 62. If you know anything about the Bee Gees, the three a few years ago, Robin Gibb, and I also want to state, I don't care what sort of light this puts me in, I love the Bee Gees music. And apparently I'm not alone, because the Bee Gees have sold over 220 million albums. Now, there are only about them, as I heard on the air someone say, let's hope that Robin Gibb dies, which I find just unbelievable that somebody would say that. For whatever you think, there must be an awful lot of people who got a lot of pleasure out of the Bee Gees music for them to be the only five other people. Who do you think the five are, groups or individuals, who have, and only five, who've outsold the Bee Gees?
The Beatles.
That's an easy one. That's one.
Mm. Okay. Rolling Stones?
No.
Oh, wait.
Eagles or Pink Floyd?
No.
You're missing,
yeah, the obvious, Elvis. Elvis, Beatles, that's two. Now, groups, Orange, lung cancer. Yeah, I just think,
right.
I don't, to say I have rectal cancer is painful. It's just to say it sounds painful. So that's the story. I would imagine that any day we'll be losing Robin Gibb. Just another quick little, I hope
hey,
you
can I ask
this.
You a question?
Sure.
You were looking that up, right? The colorectal cancer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that something colonoscopy finds?
Well, it finds polyps, which, if not detected, can lead to that.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the reason you get the polyps out before they become, you know, full-blown malignant cancerous tumors or whatever. Now, real quick, and I hope you find this interesting, and if you don't, that's okay, too, but I did. The Bee Gees, in addition to selling all these albums, in 1978, on the top 40 charts, meaning the top 40 hits, 12 of the top 40 were theirs. Now, that's unbelievable.
In the 70s with all the disco.
That was with Saturday Night when they were on the
Yeah, that's,
that
it's
whole
just
movie soundtrack.
Unbelievable. Now, Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
Is actually what revived their careers. Their careers had kind of, the Bee Gees had kind of died. And then we'll get to the Saturday Night Fever thing, but there's something else here I think you'll find stunning in terms of facts about the Bee Gees. How many artists do you think have recorded songs the Bee Gees have written? Because the Bee Gees have written a lot of songs, not just most of their own. They did their own stuff for Saturday Night Fever, and by the way, did the whole soundtrack, wrote all the songs in one weekend for Saturday Night Fever over in France.
Wow.
They holed up in a chateau in France. They wrote all of it in a weekend. But in addition to the stuff they've written for themselves, how many artists do you think have not recordings, but different artists do you think have recorded their music?
Dozens?
2,500 around the world.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
And the song with the most versions, the single song that they wrote that has been Deep Is Your Love, there are 400, and that they're much bigger than whatever it is I like or don't like about them.
Is Robin the last one left?
No.
Harry is the guy. He's the best looking one.
He
he's
looks pretty hale, too.
The white teeth. Now, This Robert Stigwood, this is the to me, this is just the most fascinating thing. And I'd heard all this before, but I'm glad I went back and checked this stuff out again. Saturday Night Fever was already shot and filmed. It still had to be edited. There was still contacted the Bee Gees. Now, he had produced their stuff for a long time. And said, hey, we need music for, you know, this movie. And he's telling them about the movie. They wrote the music having never...
Oh, it goes so well together.
John Travolta, in an interview, said, and this is a quote from Travolta, the Bee Gees were not even involved in the movie in the beginning. I was dancing to Stevie Wonder and Boz Scaggs.
Wow.
Wow.
So Stigwood gets the Bee Gees to write these songs, and I'm assuming that they had to write them in the same, I'm not musical,
the
so
same
whatever
beat.
Tempo.
Yeah.
And Harry Gibb says, he said, we had no concept of the movie. They gave us a rough script and said, here, write some music. So they did it on a weekend. And then, if you remember, one of the songs in Saturday Night Fever was, If I Can't Have You, I don't want nobody. Yvonne Elliman recorded that. And that was a number one hit for her, performing the movie that she performed. And there may have been another one or two. But I just think that all this stuff is... And it says there are literally dozens of hip-hop artists who, in one form or another, have used Bee Gees' music, lyrics, portions of them, or whatever in their music. So, there you go. Now you know a little bit more about the Bee Gees and what an impact they had on the music scene. And and again, it's taken me lots of years, but what I've tried to do is not wish in a coma talking, but they said basically just bones. And there wasn't much there before this happened, as I said, so he was pretty frail.
Yeah, didn't they say it was late stage?
Oh yeah, he's a goner. I mean, really, he's just saying goodbye to everybody probably at this point. Now before we break, we'll come back. We'll do some Burke segment. I am. Can you tell I'm giddy?
Yes.
Yeah. Do I sound giddy?
Yeah.
When my wife makes it thrills me when she makes a bad decision for no real reason except that I was online a lot this weekend looking up different kinds of cancers and checking on this Bee Gees thing. So while I'm at it, I thought I'm going to look up the name of the surgeon who operated on my throat 20 years ago. So I went and looked him up, and I see that now there is the Bastion Voice Institute. This guy is like a world-renowned voice guy. All right, he's an ENT, but he's a real specialist. So I just happened to be reading this article, and I'm reading, and something stopped me in my tracks. And it said in there, it's talking about what you don't want to do if you're prone to vocal problems, which I'm really not, but at one point, I really had some serious nodules. They had to be sliced off with a razor. I mean, it was a scary deal. And I'm reading, and it just jumped out at me, and I couldn't wait to run down the hall and tell my wife, hey, wait till you hear this. It says, one thing you don't want to drink is skim milk.
It's like drinking white water.
So you're saying she caused?
I'm saying she may have been partially responsible for this. And now that I've seen this article, I'm not even gonna allow any more of this 1% or 2% crap. I want some real milk. I want milk you can't see. As I do often and say, hey, woman, that's the way I say it.
Oh, yeah.
You go to the store from now on, no more 1%, 2%. You bring me some whole milk.
Hey, and what does she say?
She says, yes, sir.
She'll say
anything you want.
That's right. And anybody who doubts that doesn't know how I run my household.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC 66 Ride. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Are you a diabetic that experiences painful aching and burning feet while walking? If so, you may be interested in knowing that Mercy Health Research is recruiting volunteers for a clinical research study to evaluate and approve medication for the treatment of painful diabetic medic that is 18 years of age or older who has painful aching or burning in your feet while walking for at least 3 months. Contact Mercy Health Research. Qualified participants receive study-related physical exam and study medication. Compensation for study-related time and travel may also be provided. For more information, call 314-251-8893 or toll-free 1-888-44-MERCY. That's 314-251-8893 or toll-free 1-888-44-MERCY. Or go to mercyhealthresearch.com.
Do you have a leaky roof?
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Down or your roof blows to the ground. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a famous one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chester, for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
If you've been waiting for the ultimate in retirement living, the wait is over. With the opening of Garden Villas of O'Fallon Retirement Community, you'll find not only the ultimate in luxurious living, but the ultimate in services and amenities. You'll enjoy a gorgeous, spacious apartment, three happy hour, complimentary ice cream parlor, plus a four-course dinner every evening, and your very own bowling alley. That's right, a four-lane bowling alley to use anytime you feel like it. Nothing has been overlooked to offer you the ultimate in retirement living, including a staff that caters to your every need. The ultimate in services and amenities awaits you. Call 636 The Curious Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Scott Sherman. I call Night Court the legal affairs show for everyone because each week we analyze the law in a way that is both relevant and we make fun of stuff.
KTRS. Frank Opinion on KTRS.
I have another embarrassing wife story. When I correct her in front of people, it makes it worse.
Oh, yeah.
This was in one of those mailing places. Like, they used to be called the UPS store, but they're called... There are no more mailboxes, etc. There's something else. But it was one of those places. Now, here's what happened. We had to ship three boxes of T-shirts to my daughter. She is sort of like a regional rep, and the company she works for has T-shirts, so she needed these boxes of T-shirts shipped to where she is. So we take them into this place. Now, the boxes that they're in are a little bit bigoted in shipping, but of course, that's what these people do for a living. My wife proceeds to tell them they might want to rebox them, and they may need to be retaped and re-taped. She said, these boxes are kind of beaten up. You might want to put them in. And right there in front of the people, I said, this is what they do for a living. They're in the shipping business. She said, well, one of the boxes here might be good enough. You could use it to ship in. But I said, if it's good enough, they will use
it. Figure it out.
I said, they are in the shipping business. Exactly. Soon as we get out the door. Well, thanks a lot for humiliating me. Thanks for embarrassing me in front of everybody. I said, well, I can't believe that you're how to box up T-shirts. Just let them weigh them, and then we'll pay them. Telling you. You guys have been around her.
Yeah.
You've been around her. You know how embarrassing it can be. I discovered by accident a show on the CW Network. Tell me if you have ever seen this show, Cheaters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
That show has been around for a while. Oh, my gosh.
When they follow those people around?
How did I miss this?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's their actual surveillance video. This... And then she's crying, I'm sorry. And then the guy who is sort of the leader of this this therapy cult is trying to calm the husband down. He says, let it out, brother. Let it out. You'll feel better. Let it out. And this guy's about to...
When was it on?
It was like...
different. I don't think...
The one I saw was on CW. And then she's crying, I'm sorry. And then the guy who is sort of the leader of this this therapy cult is trying to calm the husband down. He says, let it out, brother. Let it out. You'll feel better. Let it out. And this guy's about to...
When was it on?
It was like...
Different. I don't think...
The one I saw was on CW. And then she's crying, I'm sorry. And then the guy who is sort of the leader of this this therapy cult is trying to calm the husband down. He says, let it out, brother. Let it out. You'll feel better. Let it out. And this guy's about to...
When was it on?
It was like...
I don't think...
The one I saw was on CW.